Hello everyone. I'm Benoit. I'm going to talk about scaling secure network functions with VPP and my experience doing that with VPP. So let me go next slide. Okay. So about me, I'm working at Cisco in the cloud security business unit. I'm working on VPP for some years and almost 20 years of pushing packets around, which start to be a bit long, I guess. What I'm going to share with you is my experience with running a service which has 50K active IPsec tunnels. What it takes to get there with VPP. So that's roughly what we're going to cover. First, why is it so hard to scale IPsec? I'll go very briefly on VPP because you already had two talks about that. I'll share a bit what's going on with IPsec in VPP recently. And then I'll do a deep dive on what are the models of operations for IPsec and VPP, what is the scale in terms of tunnels, in terms of performance, in terms of memory. Then how do we automate that? And a brief wrap-up. All right, so why is it so hard to scale IPsec? So first, you have some scale requirements, like with SD-WAN system, for example, where all tunnels are automated, etc., you can have a lot of tunnels created to your events, so to the thousands or tens of thousands. You also have functions like 5G UPF, for example, in mobile, where again you can have a lot of different tunnels with high bandwidth, you have the bandwidth issue, right? So some tunnels might require a very high bandwidth by themselves, and then when you aggregate all those tunnels together, you can have to process a lot of throughput. And finally, when you have a lot of different customers, like different companies, etc., obviously you cannot use the same routing tables for everyone. And so there's also a challenge in terms of scaling the number of berths. And if you look at what we traditionally do, you can use, obviously, the Linux kernel IPsec stack, which is well-known and very robust. But it has limited performance compared to what we can do. And also, sometimes it can be a challenge to operate in containerized environments because you don't necessarily have the admin rights to actually operate those tunnels. Again, if you need a lot of berths, it can be a challenge. When you want to operate at that scale, you really, really want something that is programmable. Otherwise, if you do everything with shell scripts and things like this, it can really become very complex very quickly. So VPP, for those who are not there for the previous talks, it's an open source software that runs in user space and that does packet processing. It's a full network stack. So there is routing, there is tunneling. Now we also have session management, etc. It runs on different platforms, mostly x86 and ARM servers and DPUs. And one of the key differentiation with VPP is the performance and the scale. And you also have the ability to customize the processing thanks to the pluggable architecture of VPP. So we heavily use that property in our systems. So we have the ability to pick and choose really which feature we want and how we want to plug them. And again, it's very important to have something completely API driven for automation. All right, so despite IPsec being quite an old protocol, and you know, there are more modern and sexy protocols like WireGuard, for example, there's still a lot of activity in IPsec and in BBP IPsec, and it's still king in enterprise. So we still have performance optimization in IPsec. We still have new features supported in IPsec, and I see that Matt is over there, who contributed the NAT support for that for IPv6. So I guess, as an aside, I guess that means that IPv6 is probably ready for production now that we have to care for NAT. And yeah, so a lot of things that are happening in that space. In VPP, you have mostly three models of operations for IPsec. You have the traditional policy-based mode of operations. So in policy-based IPsec, it's a bit of a legacy mode, if you will. You basically enter rules to match which traffic should go into which tunnel. So you might say, all the traffic destined to those address range to port 80 must go through the tunnel, but not that kind of traffic, right? So you can mix and match which traffic you want to go through which tunnel. It was one of the first mode of operation for IPsec, so it's still quite widely used. The thing is, when you scale the number of tunnels, you scale the number of rules, and rules are expensive. So in terms of scale, one thing to be aware of is be conscious about the number of rules, and be aware that caching, for example, for those rules, verdicts are important, and we'll see that later. Second mode of operation is point-to-point interfaces. So in that mode, it's more intuitive. You create one virtual interface per tunnel, and you just configure your routing tables to say, okay, all traffic destined to those prefixes must go through my interface, which is my tunnel. In terms of scale, again, here the challenge is for each tunnel, you need one interface. So if you have 100 tunnels, that's okay. But if you start to have tens of thousands of tunnels, it starts to